It wasn't the first time he had fallen. But this time, it was different. For one, he was nearing 74. And although the 15-kilometer trail was a familiar one, it was still early in the morning, which meant there was no one around to help him, except for Foxy, his beloved fox terrier, a breed that was originally used during fox hunts, but is now more a family dog than hunting animal, whose instincts, though, have remained sharp. And on that day in May 2019 in Yerkod, a densely forested hill town in Tamil Nadu, they came to the rescue of Azim Hasham Premji. A 4-hour drive from Bengaluru, Yerkod is located in the Cheveroy Hills, known for its orange groves and coffee, fruit and spice plantations, and is the place where, over the years, Premji has often gone to unwind. It is, say people who have known him for years, one of the few indulgences he allows himself. Biocon Group founder and chairperson Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, who has been a close family friend of the Premjis for the last 3 decades, says these trails are both a retreat and rejuvenation for Premji. His go-to place whenever he needs some quiet time to mull over a particularly tricky issue. Typically, he sets off on his trail in the morning and is back to his weekend home by lunch. That morning, out for a walk with only Foxy for company, he slipped from the boulder he was sitting on and fell into a 15-foot deep ditch on the side of the winding path he had taken often enough. At that depth, nobody would have noticed him as he lay there motionless and helpless for nearly 25 minutes. But Foxy, alert to the danger, ran the 2 miles to Premji's house and started barking at Basavaraju Raju, Premji's driver of many years, urging him to follow. Eventually, Raju decided something was wrong and allowed the dog to lead him to where Premji lay bleeding with injuries to his head and back, unable to get up and in considerable pain. Raju swiftly summoned 4 other people and rushed him to a clinic in Salem, a 45-minute drive away, where doctors identified injuries to the collarbone as well as a deep wound to the head that needed 15 stitches to stanch the bleeding. By this time, calls had been made to Premji's wife, Yasmin, as well as to Rishad and Tariq, his 2 sons, who were fortunately in Bengaluru that day. The 2 took turns to inform a few selected leaders of the company, as well as a handful of people close to Premji. But even 24 hours later, not more than 6 senior executives knew about the fall. A testimony to the fact that the man's private life has always been carefully guarded. No one in the media ever learnt about the incident, though eventually close friends were told. From Salem, Premji was brought back to Bengaluru by ambulance, his head swathed in bandages, and taken to Manipal Hospital. Knowing that he wouldn't like it, most of the senior executives who knew about his fall refrained from visiting him in the hospital. He was there for a week before finally coming back home. 3 weeks later, Premji again sought medical advice and subsequently underwent back surgery at the Ganga Hospital in Coimbatore. While the doctors ruled out any serious damage, it still took 1.5 months for him to recover fully. Ample time for him to ponder over decisions he had taken recently and one that he would be taking soon.